This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week, Toys R Us announced that it is liquidating, which means closing or selling all its stores. But you don't have to be a big chain to be in the toy business, as you'll learn from our next story. It's the latest in our occasional series, How to Be a Blank. This week's guest started her career at Morgan Stanley, but banking didn't do it for her. So she went back to childhood.
I'm Melissa Bernstein, and I am founder and chief creative officer of Melissa and Doug. We specialize in open-ended toys, which are toys that don't really do anything crazy until they combine with a child and their unique experience and imagination and become something magical in the hands of a child. The process starts literally from a conception and idea, which still almost always come from me. And then we just take it from there. You know, we have this brainstorm and it's always like a ooh, one of those light bulb moments that, you know, you're watching how kids play and you're looking at age old play patterns and you're suddenly saying, wait, this should be different, or this should perform better, or why do kids, you know, love stickers so much, but they're not in a format they really can have a fun activity through them. So it's one of those brainstorms. And then we do everything in-house. We have all our own artists. We have prototypers. We have copywriters. And we take it from that little spark to an actual product, testing and honing, you know, so many times along the way. So at the end, it becomes something that we can all kind of high five each other and look at and say, yep, we did it. When I hire new creatives, I ask them one really simple question. It's, what did you do as a child? We are about as out of the box in our thinking and the way we view things as any company I've seen. And my favorite quote is, discovery is seeing what others have seen, but thinking what no one has thought. So we are looking at the ordinary and really seeing the extraordinary in it every single day. We absolutely look for hands-on designers who have a lot of tangible experience. So many of our designers went to RISD, some went to Pratt, others were makers always through their childhood. And we want folks who have always been making things themselves with their own hands. My favorite toy is any toy that has the ability to truly impact a child's experience. You know, we get letters every day of kids who lost a pet, and our pet that looks somewhat realistic has been the one thing to comfort him or her. Or stories of an animal we created that has been discontinued and a child that lost it and a parent who's frantic, and I mean truly frantic, to find another one of these because this is their child's best friend. And I've created nearly 10,000 toys, and every one of them is my favorite. Any spark is just as bright. It is one of the most magical feelings in the world to start from literally nothing, a blank canvas, and have a little spark of an idea and turn that into something that can literally be put in a child's hands and has the ability to bring them joy and potentially even teach them something they never knew.
That was Melissa Bernstein, co-founder and chief creative officer at Melissa and Doug. And that piece was produced by Eliza Mills. Got a job you want to know how to do? Ask about it. You can email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org.